and the stormy winds did blow, and we poor sailors are skipping at the top.
Good evening and welcome to KGNU, Boulder, Denver and Fort Collins. You're listening to Madeline Cave with Sholta Gale.
Tonight I am a wife and seven by the sea. Tonight a widow she will be. And the ocean waves did roll, and the stormy winds did blow, and we poor sailors are skipping at the top, while the landlubbers lie down below, below, below. And the landlubbers lie down below. Then up spoke the cabin boy, a four-gallon ship, and a brave young lad was he, saying, I have a sweetheart in Brooklyn by the sea, and tonight she'll be weeping for me. And the ocean waves did roll, and the stormy winds did blow, and we poor sailors are skipping at the top, while the landlubbers lie down below, below, below. Landlubbers lie down below. Then up spoke the cook of our gallant ship, and the crazy old butcher was he, saying, I care more for my pots and for my pans than I do for the bottom of the sea. And the ocean waves did roll, and the stormy winds did blow, and we poor sailors are skipping at the top, while the landlubbers lie down below, below, below. The landlubbers lie down below. Then three times around spun our gallant ship, three times around spun she, three times round spun our gallant ship, and she sank to the bottom of the sea. And the ocean waves did roll, and the stormy winds did blow, and we poor sailors are skipping at the top, while the landlubbers lie down below, below, below. The landlubbers lie down below.
Welcome back. You're listening to Madeline Cave here on Sholta Gale. And for those of you who have listened into my show before, you'll know I rarely play any Irish music because I personally don't have a whole lot of Irish music. I do have some, but most of my music is Scottish. But I'm delighted to have brought in some Irish music tonight. It's not that I don't like it. It's just that I have more Scottish. That was Out of Connemara. And the reason I'm playing Irish music this evening is because in the studio I have some lovely guests tonight from the Rocky Mountain Revels. So I'd like to say hi to Chad. Hi, Chad.
Hello, Madeline.
And Alistair.
Hello, Madeline.
And then John Sousa and Adam
AG.
Thank you very much.
Hello,
Adam.
And everyone.
And John and Adam are musicians, and they're going to be playing some live music tonight. So they are, as I said, from Rocky Mountain Revels, and I'm going to invite Chad to tell us a little bit about who are Rocky Mountain Revels.
What is Rocky Mountain Revels? Yeah. That's a loaded question for sure. How do we look, by the way?
We all look excellent.
Okay?
Good.
Rocky Mountain Revels is an organization that puts on a show annually. What it is in a, like our tagline in a nutshell, is it's a celebration of the rituals and traditions of Christmas and of the winter solstice. And we do that through a performance that incorporates music, dance, theatrical elements, and also audience participation.
Wonderful.
Yeah.
And it's not just a Colorado organization, is it?
That's correct. It started over 45 years ago in Cambridge, Massachusetts, and currently there are 9 cities around the country that put on a similar show every season.
Okay.
So, and Boulder has one of the chapters. It's pretty cool.
And the theme for your show this year?
Well, that's what we're here for tonight. It's Irish.
That's right.
Absolutely.
That's right. So, Alistair, I'd like you to tell us just a bit about the shows you have coming up and something about the musicians and the cast.
Well, we're very fortunate to have an incredibly talented cast. I think from like year to year, we have maybe 75% returning cast members and about 25% new ones. Depending on the theme each year, we have different guest musicians. So Adam and John were with us, I think it was 3 years ago. We actually did an Irish show 3 years ago, which has some overlap with this year's show. That was under the artistic direction of Karen Romeo, who founded the Rocky Mountain Revels chapter, and she directed 15 shows before retiring. This is Chad's second show. Last year we did the Scottish Revels, and it was an astounding success. Sold out all performances, so we added extra performances this year. We have two performances after Christmas, first time ever we've had post-Christmas performances, and amazingly, maybe not amazingly, one of them is pretty much sold out and the other is getting close to 80% sold out already, and the three pre-Christmas shows are two of them are sold out and one has like eight seats left. So if you want to come, go to the dairycenter.org website and get your tickets now.
Yeah, it's actually thedairy.org.
Thedairy.org. To get Thank there. You.
Yeah, absolutely.
Thank you, Chad.
I've been checking it every
obsessively.
Know,
obsessively.
Hour and a half, that checking the dairy and Bitcoin just to see what's going on.
So the theme of this year's show is Irish immigrants. The show is set on the RMS, I think, RMS Carpathia, which, historical note, was the ship which rescued some survivors from the Titanic, though this is not set on that voyage. It's set in the early part of the 20th century. Irish immigrants are going from Manchester, England to New York, and we combine some wonderful traditional Irish music and some more just sort of all-around traditional holiday music with some amazing Irish dancing. We have champion step dancer August Plummer, who's been with us for 3 years now. Okay, joined us for the first Irish show 3 years ago.
Yeah, and he's brought Evan and Emma with him, so there's going to be three of them.
They are just simply amazing dancers, and of course we've got these two amazing musicians here as well. We have a cast with some incredibly talented singers. And we also have, and by the way, my voice is not anything you would want to listen to. I'm one of the few people who doesn't sing in the show. I act and direct the actors. So we also have an example of traditional Irish storytelling in the tradition of the Irish Shanachie, who is a traditional storyteller. My character gets to play that role, telling a traditional Irish story in the first act. And then we have an element which is in pretty much every Revel show, which is the mummer's play. When we did the Scottish show last year, it was the geyser's play. It's the mummers and geysers, actually from the same root. It means disguises. And this is a wonderful tradition that is actually throughout most parts of Europe, but is especially strong in England, Scotland, Wales, and Ireland. It's a tradition of a troupe of players who often go from village to village telling sort of traditional stories that usually have an element of death and rebirth in them, and a lot of slapstick humor. A lot of the humor is adapted to the particular venue. So in our show, if you're a graduate of Colorado State, you might get offended at one point. The tradition is to poke fun at the rivals and also to make mention of like local traditions. So you might remember a ballot initiative that was passed to great fanfare a few years ago in Colorado. You might hear a mention of that somewhere in the show. So there's that. It's just a wonderful combination of singing and dancing and acting and storytelling. And some of the music is somber and is very emotional. And some of the music is just foot stompingly wonderful. No Irish show will be complete without Whiskey in the Jar. And of course, we have to have Whiskey in the Jar.
Whiskey in the Jar, Rocky Road to Dublin.
Yeah.
Alistair, did you say some of the music is samba?
Somba. Not samba.
Yeah, spell it.
The trouble is, laddie, you see, I was talking in my English accent.
We're not doing Would it help if I switch
into the Irish accent? Samba, how about that? Can you understand that now, Nib? All right, it's samba.
I don't have samba in Ireland. Right. It's not considered traditional.
All right, it's serious. Let's put it that way. It's serious.
I can certainly vouch for the quality of the musicians and the cast here, because I was actually going to be joining the Rocky Mountain Revels this year, but circumstances prevented me from doing so. But I did manage to get along to their very first rehearsal, where I heard, I was, you know, pretty blown away by the quality. It's an audition show, so, and a lot of the cast have been with the company for many, many years.
Join us next year.
Yeah, thank you. Do you know what country you're doing these?
Not yet.
I just missed Scotland. But I wasn't here.
We'll do Scottish again.
Yes,
don't worry.
That'll come around. Anyway, so excellent quality. So we're going to hear now from Adam, AG, and John Sousa.
Thank you. Shulta Gael is made possible by you, the KGNU listener member, and by The Celtic Connection. The Celtic Connection is a monthly newspaper for all people with an interest in Celtic news, music, language, culture, and tradition. For subscription information, visit CelticConnection.com or call 303-777-0502.
This program is made possible by you, the KGNU listener member, and by Rocky Mountain Revels, this year presenting the Christmas Revels, an Irish celebration of the winter solstice with five performances at the Derry Center, December 22nd through the 27th. Tickets and information can be found at RockyMountainRevels.org or the Derry Art Center.
Welcome back. You're listening to Madeline Cave with Shulta Gael here on KGNU. And thank you very much to Adam and John. That was wonderful. Thank you. They're live in the studio here.
Hi.
Yes. And so I'm going to play a track by a local Irish band called Colcannon. And Rocky Mountain Revels have been kind enough to donate two tickets for competition this evening. Ooh. So as soon as this track starts, if you would like to call in, I will take the third caller will be the winner. So timing is crucial here.
Yeah, these are very valuable, by the way. My parents can't even get these free tickets.
Oh.
So get on the phone right now and call.
The number, unless they're the third callers.
Yeah, the number
is mom and dad call.
303-442-4242. And if you are the third caller, once this track starts, you will win two tickets to go and see Rocky Mountain Revels. Are they for any evening, do you know, Chad?
I can find out when we come back from the song.
All right. Thank you.
Absolutely.
1 second.
Ermeshka kajem nismo. Bryn lana gydio ni flas i me. O chael me mychalin biogog a chyrw ym ffogi an targy. Is fadl o mwy mi wy mi. Is fadl o mwy mi o dimish. His father lum his agus hwasi Mali yn gwrth ni chwilynau O djen i me ti ar yma Speker y fo bon rhagagol Mali as fan ni chwilynau Is fadl am mwy mi, mwy mi Is fadl am mwy mi, o ddim eisi Is fadl am ys agos hwysi Menschen necker yn fai Snedin i aron ac diog yn aw Mi edyn mae ym nag y bra Y diog i malfan ni chwilynau night jasol den chandina. His father lam uimi, uimi. His father lam uimi, o demeshi. His father lam hears, agas wasi.
Lovely, that was Col Cannon, and we're back in the studio again with, I'm actually going to ask ask Chad if he can tell us something more about himself and how he came to be involved with the Rocky Mountain Revels. And I'd like to know how you choose the shows, the theme for the shows and the music for the shows.
Absolutely. So in regards to your last bit there, in terms of how we select the shows, for this year, it was my second year sort of heading up the organization as artistic director, and coming off the heels of a very successful Scottish show, I wanted to select a show that I knew would have the same momentum. In addition, we have people like August Plummer in the show, and I wanted to select something that would showcase the talent that we currently had. And so we picked Irish, knowing that there is a huge support in this community for Irish music, that we have, you know, musicians like Margot Crimmel, who's playing harp for us this year, musicians like Adam and John, August on the step dancing as well, that we would be able to stack the cast essentially with a lot of talent, and that we would be able to sell, you know, tickets pretty well. And we added two extra shows this year, and we are going to sell them out. So I think I was right, which is
what's
pretty cool.
Next year,
I'm kind of going back and forth. I'm looking at Scandinavia. I'd love to at some point do a Roma or like a gypsy show.
Mm-hmm. Oh, hey.
You know, we might just alternate Scotland again since you're going to be in the show. I don't know, because I want to get you in so bad, you know. So maybe we'll just do Scotland again. We'll see.
I'm now in my own kilt. My wife got me kilt, yes, for Christmas last year.
Oh, how lovely.
Perfect. So yeah, any show with kilts. So yeah, no, I'm really leaning towards the Scandinavian.
Yeah.
And I would love to do a gypsy or Roma show,
yeah,
at some point.
Yeah, that,
yeah,
got a lot of ooze.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Gypsy got a lot of ooze. So I'd like to apologize to anyone who called in there. The phones went crazy and I wasn't able to speak to everyone because I'm answering the phones by myself here. But we did get a winner, Peter, and Peter, you're still listening in. The tickets are for the night of the 27th. If that is a problem for you, please do call back and we can have another go round. But I apologise, I didn't have that information up front. But the tickets are for the 27th of December. And well done to Peter. I'll be calling him back with more details after the show. But thank you, everyone. Thank you very much for calling in.
Yeah,
and
thank you. That was really cool to hear.
Yeah,
the phones popping like that. And congrats, Peter. I really hope you enjoyed the show. Feel free to stop by afterwards. And, you know, I'll have a shot with you.
Lovely. Okay. So we're going to move back now to Adam and John for some more live music here in the studio at KGNU. Thank you. Beautiful. Beautiful. Thank you very much. Thank you. I actually want to ask you, Adam and John, to tell us a little bit about yourselves and about your music and where people can hear you, other than, of course, at Rocky Mountain Revel's Christmas show.
Thanks so much. Well, we just played for you one of John's compositions.
Oh,
that
lovely.
Was a piece called Farewell to Belfast, which he began writing on a trip to Ireland in Belfast. 1 year. How many years ago, John?
About 12 years ago.
12 years ago?
And five.
And this piece is special to us right now because we've recorded it on our upcoming album. So one place we would love for people to hear us is at our CD release show, which will be happening on Saturday, January 13th at the Nomad Theater in Boulder. Tickets are on sale for that now at adamandjohn.com. You can go see that, J-O-N, no H in the John. And you can listen to our music on our website there as well, adamandjohn.com. Follow us on Facebook, and we'd love to make connections with people.
And I think we're selling your CDs at our show.
Yes.
I'm pretty sure.
Yes. So come to the Revels, and if you can get one of those final last tickets that are
absolutely
out there.
I actually had a question for you as I was watching you play. You hold the bow up a little higher than is like normal, like classically. Is that just for that song?
Yeah.
Or is that like stylistically for...
Is that news to you?
For the type of music. I played violin.
What do you mean, Chad? I don't know what you... No, I can address
better,
that.
Man.
Yeah. Well, you see here, radio listeners, here's the frog of my bow right
here.
I'm just going to hold that up to the mic. And so, you know, it sort of sounds like this. I don't know if you can hear
okay.
that.
Okay.
And then
yeah, it's not reading so well.
Yeah, maybe not. Okay, here's the grip just above there. And I'm actually not holding it down by the frog, but holding
right.
it up. So my thumb's just about at the top edge of the grip. This is just a different way of balance on the bow.
Yeah.
You'll see some Irish players doing it, certainly
okay.
not all. And I would say that once you move out of the classical
mm-hmm.
realm, there's a much huger diversity of bow grips out
Absolutely.
There. And I just see people holding their bows in all kinds of crazy ways.
That's cool.
And I will change it for different approaches okay. sometimes.
So I noticed in that song you're doing a lot of harmonics and things, like
yeah.
even that one where you're reaching over the violin,
yeah.
kind of like a, yeah, that was pretty cool.
And
yeah.
Adam, so is that, have you also been to Ireland? Have you visited Ireland?
Yes, it's a dear, dear home to me. John and I have both spent a lot of time there, and we were living over there, actually cohabitating. We were housemates in Ennis in County Clare while John was studying at the University of Limerick, getting his master's degree in Irish music performance
on
the guitar.
Afterwards, I might know some people that were there at the same time as you.
Uh-huh.
Depends, when were you there?
2008, 2009.
Okay, maybe not, but yeah. Well, my partner Graham is over, he's actually in the studio tonight. He's over visiting me from Scotland, and we were just in Ireland this year. We went in June.
Oh yeah.
And we did a tour. We started off in Galway and went down to the, you know, the Ring of Kerry.
Ring of Kerry, yeah.
Dingle Peninsula.
Oh, we were just there last
yeah.
last two falls ago now.
So wonderful.
West Kerry, yes.
Great fun.
We'll play a little bit of Kerry music in the show and at the Revels show, actually. We have some slides and polkas in store.
Lovely. Well, I'm going to play another track here. And we'll be back to chat some more with you.
Do you want to take callers?
That would be fun.
Yeah.
You want
it? If you
want it. Let's take some callers.
Thank you. serving the Boulder County music community for over 40 years. HB Woodsongs offers acoustic and electric guitars, banjos, mandolins, and more. They also offer rentals, lessons, and instrument repair. More information available at hbwoodsongs.com.
Join KGNU in kicking off our 40th anniversary at our New Year's Eve 2018 party and live broadcast at Goosetown Tavern, 3242 East Colfax Avenue in Denver, Sunday, December 31st, 7 p.m. till 2018. Greet the new year in style with dynamic hip-hop from the Eclipse crew from 7 to 10 p.m., followed by our Dub Palace DJs mixing reggae and electronic music past the dropping of the ball. 21 and up with a suggested donation to support the station. Celebrate New Year's Eve 2018 with KGNU live on air at the Goosetown Tavern.
Welcome back again. We're having an Irish evening here in Shilta Gael with a Scottish host, Madeline Cave. Lovely to be here. We're going to talk a little bit more. I enjoy having live guests in the studio as opposed to guests that are not live. I've got another track from a wonderful band called Canon. They had a show, their Christmas show as well. I'm not sure if I'm allowed to say where these things are locally, but it was in Louisville. Anyway, they're a wonderful local band. You can check them out as well, called Canon. So, Alistair, tell us a little bit more about the Rocky Mountain Revels, and you were mentioning to me earlier about the...
Right, the different theme. So one thing anyone who's been coming to the revels for a while will notice is that we have a different theme each year, although some, of course, do repeat. As I said, we actually did an Irish not too long ago. Each of the nine troops around the country puts on their own show. So Chad and I had the... distinct pleasure of going to the annual Rocky Mountain Revels retreat back in, I think it was February. And we got to meet with all the other directors, you know, artistic stage directors, those kind of people, and we got to see other people's shows. We got to see long excerpts from most of them and the whole of the Cambridge show, and we get inspired by all the different themes. So just as a sort of smattering of the kinds of themes that both that we've done recently and that other companies do. In recent years, we've done Scottish last year. We did Colorado Pioneers the year before. We did Irish the year before that. We did a haunted house revels not too long ago. We've done
dubstep.
We haven't done dubstep yet.
Dubstep revels is next.
We've done Appalachian revels. We've done an Italian Renaissance revels. We've done a traditional English revels. And some of the revels that we really got excited about, the themes that we really got excited about, which, you know, who knows, in the next few years you might see in Boulder, in addition to a sort of Scandinavian Nordic kind of revels, there were a couple of French-Canadian shows that Ooh. Looked really cool. There was the expulsion of the Acadians. So it actually starts out in Canada, and the second act is in New Orleans. That's, of course... as I'm sure your listeners know, where the word Cajun comes from. It's from the Acadians. And there was also a traditional French-Canadian show called the Enchanted Canoe, I think? It was the Flying Canoe. The Flying Canoe, that's right. There's all kinds of themes coming up in the next few years. There's just so much imagination and creativity, both here in Boulder and in the other Revels organizations, that I don't think we'll run out of ideas for a long time to come.
So if people listening in tonight, and for those who come and see the show, if they're very inspired by it and they would like to be a part of Rocky Mountain Revels, how can they get involved?
Absolutely. They can just go to RockyMountainRevels.org, and there will be information on there on how to get in touch with me, either as a performer, as a musician, on the production side, and also we are a nonprofit. So any you know assistance that we can get financially at the corporate level and even at the individual level, we're always looking for.
And where does most of your funding come from?
From a variety of sources, from the SCFD, some grant money there, also from private donors.
Wonderful.
And of course, ticket sales.
Yes. And ticket sales, of course. Yeah. Especially this
large
year.
Amount of, yes,
we're rocking it out.
Congratulations on having such a successful year this year. Yeah, I know you do every year, but it's nice to see it growing.
Thanks. I think that Revels really, it's a different type of Christmas show.
Mm-hmm.
It's not the what one normally thinks of when they go to a concert hall to see a show, especially in a place like Boulder that's so intellectually diverse, and there's so many different really creeds of people. We play to an audience that might be craving something more than just
very discerning
jingle bells.
I'm sure a lot of very talented people. Yeah,
we should also mention
audience.
That this is it's a very family friendly show.
Absolutely.
We have children down to like 4 or 5 years. In fact, my very first year in Revels was like 8 years ago, and I played a giant in the English show, and I had a very spectacular death scene with lots of groaning and shouting, and at the end of that there was silence throughout the theater, and then all that could be heard was a 4-year-old child crying. So my proudest theatrical moment was making a child cry. I should also mention, for those who might have seen us in past years but perhaps didn't come last year, we did move venues last year. We used to be in the Boulder Theater, but we're now in the Dairy Center. Last year was our first year in the Dairy Center.
There's really an amazing thing that happens in a venue like the Dairy that only seats 270 people. When you're shoulder to shoulder with the entire audience, there really is a sense of community that gets built, rather than when we were doing shows in the Boulder Theater and you might have 2 people in a row.
Yeah.
So now you're really right in there, and the feeling that we get on stage, that connection with the audience,
yes,
and vice versa, is absolutely incredible.
Oh, and wonderful. every seat has a perfect view.
That's another change.
There are no bad seats in the Gordon Gamm Theater, I think.
Exactly.
Well,
exactly.
Not many tickets left. I'd like to thank Chad. And
can we give a shout out to a couple more musicians
surely
in the show first, Chad?
Yeah, definitely want to mention Jeff, Zena, and Tony. They complete our Irish band. They have played with Revels for a couple of years now and are just unbelievable to work with. I get to actually sing with them, and it's like a total honor to do that. So I wanted to mention them. And also an old school mate of mine, Ellen Muller, who we went to college together at CU, and she's now in our show this year. So
and
I wanted to say hi to her.
And she's a professional opera singer. We're very lucky to have her in the show.
Very lovely.
Absolutely.
Well, I'm going to ask Adam and John if they will play us another piece of music or a song or whatever you are ready to do.
Thanks.
And I'd like to thank all 4 of you for coming into KGNU studio this evening.
Thanks for having us.
Thank you.
Much success to you in the Rocky Mountain Revels. I look forward to seeing you.
And we look forward to seeing you on stage with us next year. Yes.
That's a promise, right?
I'll start practicing my Scandinavian and my Romany just in case.
Yeah, we'll do this show next year, and then you'll be on this side of the mic,
All
right. Be good.
Thank you.
Thanks, Madeline.
Thank you.
Well, we'd like to shout out to you with your Scottish heritage with this first tune that we're going to play, which is actually a Scottish tune called Drummond Castle. And we'll carry on then into an Irish reel called The Old Favorite, which I learned from Siobhan Peoples in Ennis. And this is a set of tunes we've also put on our new upcoming album. Thanks again so much. And we hope to see you at the Revels.
Yeah. Thank you. Thank you.
going over, the call can carry mountains. Mad with Captain Fanner and his money he was counting. A first piece of pistol, an eighth and piece be rapier. Saying stand and deliver for you while the bowl is saved. A shivering of a doo da da. Whack for me daddy o, whack for me daddy o, there's whiskey in the jar. I counted out me money and it made a pretty penny. I put it in me pocket and I took it home to Jenny. She sighed and she swore that she never will deceive me. And it'll take those women for the never can be easy. Shearing never do da ba da. Whack for me daddy o, whack for me daddy o, there's whiskey in the jar. I went into me chamber, all for to take a slumber. I dreamt of golden jewels, for sure it was no wonder. And Jenny drew me charges, filled them up with water, and they sent for Captain Farrell to be ready for the slaughter. Mushering dabby doo dabba da. Whack for me daddy o, whack for me daddy o, there's whiskey in the jar. Captain Farrell, I first produced the pistol, for she'd taken away the rapier, and I couldn't shoot a wall, and so a prisoner, I was taken, a shivering dabby doo dabba da. Whack for me daddy o, whack for me daddy o, there's whiskey in the jar. If anyone can aid me, it's me brother in the army. If I can find a station here in Cork, but in Killarney, and if he'll go with me, we'll go roam as you kill Kenny, and I'm sure he'd treat me better than my own despotic Jenny. A shivering dabba doo dabba da. Whack for me daddy o, whack for me daddy o, there's whiskey in the jar. There's some take delight in the carriages rolling, and others take delight in their hair and in bowling. And I take delight in the juice of the barley, and courting pretty fair mates in the morning, bright and early, my sharing of it, love it. Whack for me daddy o, whack for me daddy o, there's whiskey in the jar, my sharing of it, love it. Whack for me daddy o, whack for me daddy o, there's whiskey in the jar.
there we go. That was Joanna Hyde and Tig O'Meara. That's a difficult one to know how to pronounce, but I looked up Tig. One for the Foxes was the CD, and the track was Joe Cassidy's. And I'm going to move on to some Scottish music for the last little while of the show here. This is Dick Gochan.
I've worked on ferns and frae the start, the muckle horses won my heart. The big broad backs they proudly stand, the uncrowned kings of our land. And yet for all the power and strength, they're as gentle as a summer wind. So steady, boys, walk on. Our work is nearly done. No more we'll till or plow the fields. The horse's day is gone. And this will be our last trip home. So steady, boys, walk. Hear men sing their songs of praise of Arab stallions in the race, or hunters that fly wave the hands to chase the fox and run down. But none of them compare, I vow, to a working pair that boo. Steady, boys, walk on. Our work is nearly done. No more we'll till or plow the fields. The horse's day is gone. And this will be our last trip home. So steady, boys, walk. For all the years of plied my trade, and all the fields we've ploughed and laid, I never thought I'd see the time when a Clydesdale's work would ever end. But progress runs its driven course, and tractors here replace the horse. So steady, boys, walk on. Our work is nearly done. No more we'll till or plow the fields. The horse's day is gone. And this will be your last trip home. So steady, boys, walk. And this will be your last trip.
as we head back. Our friends have lined the road to be there one last time. Our name and them would want to miss the chance to see us pass like this. They'll say they saw in years to come the muckle horses last trip. So steady, boys, walk on. Our work is nearly done. No more we'll till or plow the fields. The horses' day is gone, and this will be our last trip home. So steady, boys, walk on. Steady, boys, walk on. Our work is nearly done. No more we'll till or plow the fields. The horses' day is gone, and this will be your last trip home. So steady, boys, walk on.
You're tuned to KGNU Boulder, Denver, and Fort Collins.